Mariupol is, of course, a well-known incident which has attracted a lot of publicity. And we have raised this issue in a previous report. But because we have no access to Mariupol, we have now been able in our latest report to talk with survivors from Mariupol who has, after having left the city, given their account of what happened there. And that confirms what our impression from previous reports, namely that there were widespread shelling, that there was high degree of suffering, that the situation gave rise to a lot of different violations. There were attacks, for instance, against medical institutions. Or
dozens of medical institutions, I think you said, more than 50?
Yeah, 58, I think, is the number mentioned in the report.
So that's one of the elements of this latest report from the Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine, which reports to the Human Rights Council and will be doing so in a few days. Another of the new elements is the continued investigation into the treatment of prisoners of war, and you say horrific, quotes unquote, treatment of prisoners of war, but not only. Can you tell us a bit more about what you found?
We have generally in our reports always looked into torture, in particular with respect to civilians. But in this report, we have focused more on the treatment of prisoners of war, Ukrainian prisoners of war in detention by centers by Russian authorities, be it in Ukraine or in Russia. And the findings there shows a widespread and systematic use of different kinds of torture.
You say widespread and systematic, so this is not just in one facility, this is in several, both in Ukraine and in Russia.
It's exactly the similarity in which they are dealt with, these prisoners. There are similar methods and similar situations in all these facilities that we have been able to look into.
Okay, so just to illustrate the kind of testimonies that you've found from the victims of this ill treatment, horrific treatment, you say, can you describe some, please?
Well, needless to say, a large extent of beating, continuing for long periods. The whole detention could last for months, and still the beating went on. There were also electric devices used to cause pain, in particular in certain sensitive areas of the bodies. And the overall situation in the facilities was deplorable.
I think there was one testimony that really stands out from your report. It was the former prisoner of war who tried to take his own life. He was so desperate, he'd lost all hope, and yet he was stopped from taking his own life and then he was tortured again.
Yes, that's one of the testimonies that we have recounted in our report.
How demonstrative is that of the wider experience of prisoners of war?
I just think that it's always helpful to illustrate the treatment by concrete examples, and this is one of them.
How many of these types of testimonies have you come across? How many people did you contact for your latest report to the Human Rights Council?
We have spoken with over 800 people in order to get information about matters that are covered by the most recent report. Now, we have highlighted several detention facilities in this report. And in each of these detention facilities, we have interviewed people with personal experience from those facilities. So the point is not so much how many persons from each facility, but whether there is corroborated evidence which really gives a firm foundation for our findings. And that is what we have reached.
Another element, it goes on in the Ukraine conflict, is the alleged removal of children to the Russian Federation. What's the latest on that, please?
The latest on that in our report, the recent one, is that there we have found a group of 46 Ukrainian children from an institution in Kherson, which was transferred to Crimea and not returned. And that is an example of a violation of international law.
You talk about violations of international humanitarian law. There are also mentions of war crimes. Are there crimes of humanity being committed here? What does your commission say?
The Commission has, both in its March report last year and in the current report, raised issues of whether there are crimes against humanity with respect to torture and with respect to the wave of attacks since 10th of October 2022. And this is something we are looking into. The investigation is a continuing process and we are collecting evidence. So far, we have not reached that conclusion, but the investigations are ongoing.
Final question to you, Eric Moos, from the Ukraine Commission of Inquiry. What happens in terms of accountability? Yes, you're reporting to the Human Rights Council. Are you in contact with any other judicial bodies, whether national or international? And are you in contact with Russia?
We are not in contact with Russia, even if we are trying to reach out to Russia. We have tried at least 23 times, and they have not responded to our initiatives. But with respect to contact with accountability actors, which was the first part of your question, the whole purpose of this commission is to collect evidence which can be used in future judicial proceedings, be they national or international. And we are receiving requests for such information